Montgomery gun. A panel of 14 jurors was picked yesterday. A Montgomery man has been convicted in federal court for stealing nearly $200,000 from Wind Creek Casino. In August of 2018, Jory Dumas and two relatives recruited an employee of the casino to give access to the keys to the cash kiosks. Dumas walked out of the casino with more than $192,000. And no arrest after a stabbing at a gas station in the 1100 block of Ann Street Monday afternoon. Police say the victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, y'all. I'm Jenna Paulette, country singer, songwriter, and cowgirl. Boot Barn asked me to share my story. There's just so many beautiful aspects of the way that the Western world operates that I think are important. I want to represent that to the best of my ability to today's country music listener. I can sing about love all day long, but the backbone comes from the way I was raised. I just love that that's the world I come from and that's the world I get to sing about. Boot Barn, made by the West.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limo Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk, and her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump tweets he's seriously considering the offer to testify in the impeachment inquiry himself.
The president could come right before the committee and talk, or he could do it in writing.
A deposition would likely be in writing if it ever happens at all.
Chief Justice John Roberts has ordered an indefinite delay to the House of Representatives' demands for President Trump's financial records.
Ford Mustang is going electric and becoming an SUV. The car maker just released photos of the Mustang Mach-E.
The shooting in a Walmart parking lot in Duncan, Oklahoma that left three dead appears to be a murder-suicide.
The suspect was wearing all black hoodie zipped up.
Thousands of subscribers to the Disney Plus app streaming service have already had their account details hacked and put up for sale on the dark web.
Oh, no! Intercepted by Sorensen! And Chiefs Kingdom can celebrate
as the Chiefs come up a 24-17 winner here in Mexico City.
Modern-day Little Red Hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. I'd lose my welfare benefits, said the duck. I'm a dropout and never learned how, said the pig. Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination, said the goose. Then I will, said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, no, I can eat the 5 loaves myself. Excess profits, cried the cow. Capitalist leech, screamed the duck. I demand equal rights, yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, you must not be greedy. But I earned the bread, said the little red hen. Exactly, said the agent. That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle. And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, I am grateful, I am grateful. But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Newstalk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. That's where we are. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
Fantastic.
It is gorgeous outside.
It really is.
We got an offer to go to the lake. I didn't do it. We love our audience so much, we had to stay here.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's just gorgeous outside. Absolutely spectacular. Let me bring in a guest in the studio from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Hannah. Hannah, welcome aboard.
Hi, guys.
You're in charge of catering, I understand.
I am.
How is the catering world doing with Sweet Creek?
The catering business is good, and we'd love to do all the holiday parties that you have.
Well, let's talk about the type of things. Now, y'all have catered an event for me, and when I did the Dan Morris Show Riverboat Cruise, and it was spectacular.
Good.
He did sliders, and it was just top-notch. Cuban sandwiches, we did all my favorite things were on the plate. The Cuban sandwich is one of my favorite. What type of things do people normally order when they're catering with Sweet Creek?
Well, mostly they do the Boston Butts. You can get them whole or pulled. We also do lots of sandwiches, pimento cheese sandwiches. The turkey club is a hit. They love the turkey club. And our potato salad is awesome.
Killer. Yes, killer. Yeah, I haven't tried the turkey club. Listeners call in and tell us about it and say it was particularly with a little bit of cranberry that you put on there. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do catering for, say, for example, you have an office. A law firm, for example. You can go do sandwiches and all that for them.
We can do all that for them. We'll have it all set up, ready to go. We can even bring all the paper products, drinks, homemade lemonade. And we can even do our famous swamp cookies.
Ooh. As one caller calls in and says they're the size of a hubcap for a car. They're huge.
They are huge.
Okay, so you can do Boston Butts, you can do sandwiches. What are some other things you can do?
Well, right now we are doing holiday hams.
Yeah,
they're smoked and glazed at Sweet Creek. So you can call and place your order. We'll have them ready the week of Thanksgiving, so coming up on Monday.
Okay, give us the telephone number that they need to call in to order.
It is 280-FARM.
280-FARM. And so how much is the glazed ham going to be?
Well, it's 18 pounds. And it's bone-in, spiral, and it's going to be $79.
And let me tell you something. I've had it before. It is really, really good. It has a great flavor to it. That's what really works for me. So hams, and so they can order, and then they can pick it up anytime before Thanksgiving or even for game day for that weekend.
Correct.
Okay, so.
But we have a limited amount, so make sure you call ahead early.
That's what my audience always wants to know, is if there's a limited amount they want to know, and I do a countdown, so you have to let me know how many are left, like in a couple of days. But they can, you can order it now, and then you can pick it up anytime next week. And people have family coming in, and you want to have ham and kind of, you know, have it around for snackage and that kind of stuff. But it's also great for Thanksgiving Day.
That's right, because not everybody loves turkey. but everybody might love a ham.
There you go. And so you said Boston Butts also for, so you'll do a Boston Butt for like a luncheon at an office or if you're catering for a party and bring it in, you'll either take it apart or you could, they can break it for you. You just order.
That's right. That's right. And then we have salads that go along with it. We have fruit trays. We can do any kind of cookies, cakes.
Camp stew.
Reed's famous camp stew.
I just got to say that camp stew is to die for. It is absolutely spectacular. So how do they get to you to get to the catering world?
They can just call us at Sweet Creek, and then I will help them out.
Okay, so what you need to do is call 280-FARM, 280-FARM. Ask for Hannah. She's the catering director, and she will pull up. Now, you'll also have something else, and I didn't notice this until I saw it out and about. You have a little canteen trailer that you can bring in. So
we
if you have something at your office or at an industrial park or something like that, you can bring that and serve food for those people.
We do have a food truck. Yeah, we could do that as well.
So, guys, let me tell you what. You take the Sweet Creek quality, you put it on wheels, or you have it brought to you, you cannot go wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, give Hannah a call, 280-FARM, 280-FARM, and Hannah brought us a pecan pie.
Ooh, a Jack Daniel's.
Jack Daniel's pecan pie.
With chocolate.
Ooh, oh my goodness. Am I going to have to show my ID to eat the pie?
Nah, it's not that bad.
Oh, man.
Hannah, I really appreciate you dropping in. We love Sweet Creek Farm
Thank
Market
y'all.
Here at the show.
Thank you so much.
Joey, let's get back to regulars here. There was... interesting stuff going on in the hearing today.
Yes.
Now, what I want you to do is pull up the Nunes with Vindman conversation.
Okay.
It's kind of long, and what I'm going to do is, since you have it up on the board, I may have to stop you during this. But this was a... Did y'all play any of this?
No.
Okay. Can you, after we finish this, can we queue up the hearing to pull up? Because we have some good stuff.
Saving it for you.
I know, saving it for me. This is Nunes talking to Vindman. Ask him a question about, who did you talk to?
Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, did you discuss the July 25th phone call with anyone outside the White House on July 25th or the 26th? And if so, with whom?
Yes, I did. My core function is to coordinate U.S. government policy, interagency policy, and I spoke to two individuals with regards to providing some sort of readout of the call.
Two individuals that were not in the White House?
Not in the White House, cleared U.S. government officials with appropriate need to know.
And what agencies were these officials with?
Department of State, Department of State Deputy Assistant Secretary George Kent, who is responsible for the portfolio Eastern Europe, including Ukraine, and a individual from the office of an individual in the intelligence community.
Uh-oh.
As you know, the intelligence community has 17 different agencies. What agency was this individual from?
If I could interject here. We don't want to use these proceedings.
It's our time,
I know,
Mr. Chair.
But we need to protect the whistleblower.
please stop.
Hear him laughing?
I want to make sure that there's no effort to out the whistleblower through the use of these proceedings. If the witness has a good faith belief that this may reveal the identity of the whistleblower, that is not the purpose that we are here for, and I want to advise the witness accordingly.
Mr. Vindman, you testified in your deposition that you did not know the whistleblower.
Ranking member, it's Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, please.
Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, you testified in the deposition that you did not know who the whistleblower was or is.
I do not know who the whistleblower is. That is.
Well, how is it possible for you to name these people and then out the whistleblower?
Per the advice of my counsel, I've been advised not to answer specific questions about members of the intelligence community.
Are you aware that this is the intelligence committee that's conducting an impeachment hearing?
Of course I am.
Wouldn't the appropriate place for you to come to testify would be the intelligence committee about someone within the intelligence community?
Ranking member, per the advice of my counsel and the instructions from the chairman, I've been advised not to provide any specifics on who I've spoken to with inside the intelligence community. What I can offer is that these were properly cleared individuals, or was a properly cleared individual with a need to know.
Well, this is, you can plead the fifth, but you're here to answer questions and you're here under subpoena. So you can either answer the question or you can plead the fifth.
On behalf of my client, we are following the rule of the committee, the rule of the chair with regard to this issue. And this does not call for an answer that is invoking the fifth or any theoretical issue like that. We're following the ruling of the chair.
What, Counselor, what ruling is that?
If I could interject, counsel is correct. Whistleblower has the right, statutory right to anonymity. These proceedings will not be used to out the whistleblower.
And I've advised my client accordingly, and he's going to follow the ruling of the chair. If there's a alternative or you want to work something out with the chair, that's up to you, Mr. Nunes.
Okay. You remember what I said a couple of weeks ago, that what happened is Vindman heard the call, picked up the telephone, and called...
Eric Jaramillo.
Thank you. You outed him. Called the whistleblower and told him... And did you hear him say, had a need to know?
Yes.
And I'm wondering if somebody is going to raise that point, possibly on the Intelligence Committee of, or the Foreign Affairs Committee in the Senate, of what was this guy's need to know? Explain that to us. Because if he does not have an actual need to know, then Vindman broke a major rule, and he didn't instigate it, but when the CIA guy heard it, he should have stopped him right there if he did not have a need to know. So then both of them would be at fault. That's going to be the undoing of Vindman right there.
Wow.
No, and let me tell you what, that wouldn't even... And if you could have seen his eyes and how he was kind of shifting around...
I was able to watch the first hour from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock for News and Views, and I did notice... Number one, I noticed that Jennifer Williams, right, she, the aide to Mike Pence,
right,
as actually, in her opening testimony, kind of helped the Republicans.
Absolutely.
Very much, and we can go into that later. But then Vindman, in his opening testimony, seemed very nervous.
Very nervous. Let me tell you what. He looked really cool in his uniform when he was walking in,
sure,
going to a private door. But being in the hearing room, he did not project well at all.
Right.
He came across nervous, not confident, and that little smart-ass comment, Lieutenant Colonel, please. Like, screw you. And then we find out that he goes to the legal counsel and says that he had a problem with the call, and then he said, legal counsel told him, but not at that time. At another time, don't tell anybody else. He interpreted that as don't tell your boss. But he went and picked up the telephone and called the CIA guy.
And George Kent.
And George
Kent. Mr. Bowtie.
So, to me, the attorney of NSC for an NSC staff person would be a higher-ranking officer,
yes,
and you were taking a command. So it's going to be easy to find out. What is the point that he was told that, and what was the point that the telephone call happened? If he was told that before the telephone call and he disobeyed an order, that's strike two on him. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Tuesday. And we are broadcasting live right now from Montgomery Eye Physicians on Zelda Road. Until 1 o'clock today, we are ready and willing to take all of your food donations that you are willing to bring to us. Remember, this is the third and final week of the annual holiday food drive. We are delivering everything to the Montgomery Area Food Bank on Tuesday morning next week, right before the Thanksgiving holidays. So you are in your last days. If you have been willing, if you have been planning on bringing your donations to us, Sunday is the very last day because we're picking up all the barrels on Monday morning. So make sure you come on out and see us. Montgomery Eye Physicians, Zelda Road. There's a barrel right inside the store. Drop off your non-perishables. We would certainly appreciate it. Christy here from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A, that's where we are. Should have said this when Hannah was here. Any caller can get in on this weekly phone market and get past your drawing. But if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Duo. And what's in that gift basket? $6 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Before we get into the hearing part, I want to talk about two subjects here. We had a police officer over in Wetumpka arrested that he's an investigator for stealing money and drugs from people that were arrested. And my LEA contact got to me when it was going down, and then it broke on WSFA. They say that there's more to come with that, that there may be a little more of orchestration, and RH is on the scene.
Good.
Randall Houston, that is the DA. When you have corruption within a police department, even if it's a kind of a casual, stupid mistake, you can't have that. And they're going to come down hard on these folks. The other thing is, you know, we've talked about the water park a lot.
Yeah.
And the mayor. Well, it seems that the numbers that are not working out very well for the water park, that the numbers that they were using and the demographics aren't matching up to what is going to be needed to make this thing work, which is going to put not the city of Montgomery at risk as much as, but the county, Montgomery County, at risk.
Right, they put up $30 million.
Yeah, they put up a whole bunch, and there we have some issues with family members and things like that being involved in this that are involved in economic development, things like that. But we're going to keep an eye on that. This water park, trying to tap into the local population to get them to doing these things is not as easy. Because, for example, you have kayaking, and so they have the kayaking stream, the machine that's giving you the rapids and everything.
Sure.
And that's not, for our makeup of our population, that's not necessarily the thing that our makeup of our population below the age of 35 does around here.
So, well, not enough of them, right?
Not enough of them, exactly. You would kayak.
Yeah, I'd go do it. I've done that before in the Coosa.
There you go. It's so we're going to keep an eye on that, but it's I think that's going to be a developing story that you may see break a little deeper than just this show in the next couple of weeks. As I get more information, I will pass that information on to the audience for sure, because, you know, my first glance of this and talking to Todd is that, you know, this is a pretty big thing, pretty good thing. I did some research on the park that was in Charlotte. It looked good. It took them a while to get started, a couple of years, and then now it's blowing and going, and they have a big hotel there now that we pointed out with Todd last time. But we want to keep an eye on that, because we don't want a closed-up park in our town.
Right.
Nothing is worse. It's just like the kiss of death. They're also talking about a piece of legislation to do a tax-free zone within 1,000 acres of Maxwell Air Force Base.
Well, I certainly like that. I like no taxes.
I like no taxes, too, but I don't like it where you parcel out one group of people out there. But we will see in the fullness of time. Okay, we're going to go back to the hearing where Nunes is talking, and then Jim Jordan's going to pick up.
This is about an hour 40 minutes ago, folks.
Chairman, you took 7 minutes, so I assume you're going to give us equal time.
Yes, Mr. Nunes. Thank you, gentlemen. Lieutenant Colonel Vindelman, before I turn to Mr. Jordan, I asked Ms. Williams about this, about if she had ever accessed without authorization fellow employees' computer system. She answered no to the question. Have you ever accessed anyone's computer system at the NSC without authorization?
Without their knowledge, no.
Knowledge or authorization?
I'm sorry?
Knowledge or authorization. You never accessed someone's computer without their knowledge or authorization?
Correct.
Mr. Jordan.
I thank the ranking member. Colonel, I want to thank you for your service and sacrifice to our great country. This afternoon, your former boss, Mr. Morrison, is going to be sitting right where you're sitting, and he's going to testify. And I want to give you a chance. I think we're bringing you a copy. I want to give you a chance to respond to some of the things Mr. Morrison said in his deposition. Page 82 of the transcript from Mr. Morrison. Mr. Morrison said this: I had concerns about Lieutenant Colonel Vindman's judgment. Among the discussions I had with Dr. Hill in the transition was our team, its strength, its weaknesses, and Fiona and others had raised concerns about Alex's judgment. When Mr. Morris was asked by Mr. Castor, did anyone ever bring concerns to you that they believe Colonel Vindman may have leaked something, Mr. Morrison replied,
yes.
So your boss had concerns about your judgment. Your former boss, Dr. Hill, had concerns about your judgment. Your colleagues had concerns about your judgment. And your colleagues felt that there were times when you leaked information. Any idea why they have those impressions, Colonel Vindman?
Yes, Representative Jordan. I guess I'll start by reading Dr. Hill's own words, as she attested to in my last evaluation that was dated middle of July, right before she left. Alex is a top 1% military officer and the best Army officer I've worked with in my 15 years of government service. He is brilliant, unflappable, and exercises excellent judgment.
He was
exemplary during numerous visits, so forth and so on, but I think you get the idea. Mr. Morrison, yeah, the date of that was, July 13th. So, Mr. Jordan, I would say that I can't say what why Mr. Morrison questioned my judgment. We had only recently started working together. He wasn't there very long, and we were just trying to figure out our relationship. Maybe it was a different cultures, military culture versus.
And Colonel, you never leaked information?
I never did, never would. That is preposterous that I would do that.
Okay. Colonel, it's interesting.
We'll
deposed a lot of people in the bunker in the basement of the Capitol over the last several weeks. But of all those depositions, only three of the individuals we deposed were actually on the now somewhat famous July 25th phone call between President Trump and President Zelensky. There was you, the individual sitting beside you, Ms. Williams, and then there, were, of course, was your boss, Mr. Morrison, who I just read from his deposition. When we asked Ms. Williams, who she spoke to after the call about the call, she was willing to answer our questions, and chairmanship allowed her to answer our questions. When we asked Mr. Morrison, who he spoke to after the call about the call, he was willing to answer our question, and Mr. Schiff allowed, chairmanship allowed him to answer our question. But when we ask you, you first told us three individuals at the NSC, your brother and the two lawyers. And then you said there was a group of other people you communicated with, but you would only give us one individual in that group, Secretary Kent. And the chairman would only allow you to give us that name. When we ask you who else you communicated with, you would not tell us. So I want to know first, how many other people are in that group of people you communicated with outside the four individuals I just named?
Yes, Mr. Jordan, on call readout, certainly after the first call, there were probably a half a dozen or more people that I read out. Those are people with the proper clearance and the need to know. In this case, because of the sensitivity of the call and Mr. Eisenberg told me not to speak to anybody else, I only read out outside of the NSC two individuals.
Two individuals.
Das Kent and one other person.
And you're not willing to tell us who that other individual is?
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
The gentleman will suspend, counsel.
Mr. Chairman, I would ask you to enforce the rule with regard to the disclosure, with regard to the intelligence office.
Thank you, counsel. You know, as I indicated before, this committee will not be used to out the whistleblower.
Let's pause it here. Let's go to a break. Come back to Soulja Boy. We're going to be back to you right after this.
Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Why would anybody buy zero-turn riding mower this time of year? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with five reasons why now is the best time to buy a new or used Hustler zero-turn mower. First, due to the lack of rain this summer, we're having a drought sale, saving you hundreds on all remaining 2019 Hustler ZTRs. Second, the 2019 Hustler demo mowers are now available, saving you over $2,000 on slightly used Hustlers that still have the full factory warranty. Third, avoid the 2020 price increases due to the steel tariffs. Fourth, 0% interest financing or no payment until April 2020. And finally, if you're a landscaper, you can write it off on this year's taxes. Bottom line, there's really only one reason to buy now. Save lots of money. Hustler Zero Turn Mowers at CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Pier Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Cartridge World or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Cartridge World. Save up to 30% on almost any ink and toner.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Chris Foster. We've been hearing in today's impeachment inquiry hearing from two people listening when President Trump spoke with Ukraine's president in July requesting investigations of the Bidens and 2016 election meddling.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, appearing in uniform, told the House Intelligence Committee,
"I was concerned by the call. What I heard was inappropriate."
Jennifer Williams, aide to Vice President Mike Pence, also testified she had concerns.
"In contrast to other presidential calls I had observed,
It involved discussion of what appeared to be a domestic political matter.
Later today, former National Security Council staffer Tim Morrison will testify, along with former special envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. President Trump says about the impeachment inquiry,
"The Republicans are absolutely killing it. They are doing so well because it's a scam."
Three more witnesses testify tomorrow, with two more coming in Thursday. These are all people who've testified privately already. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're looking at a great forecast for the next few days with a warming trend as well. Today, we've got lots of sunshine, high temperature in the upper 60s. That's actually close to normal for this time of the year. Clear skies, kind of chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 39. Tomorrow, the warming trend continues. High temperature in the low 70s. Thursday, we'll be in the low to mid 70s. A couple of beautiful November days ahead. Friday, how about mid 70s? Chance of a stray shower or two by Friday afternoon. Better chance of rain by Friday night into Saturday as a cold front moves through the state. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It's getting interesting. 272-9228, question, comment, viewpoint. Well, you better call. Let's go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you on this gorgeous day?
Other than being 9-2 and having a big head, great day.
I like that.
Yeah, I had to switch over to V-neck t-shirts, a crew necks. I couldn't get my head.
Oh.
I had to change my brand. If my head gets any bigger, I might have to break out the tank top t-shirts, you know?
Oh, why do you think 9-2 does it for you?
9-2, I mean, let's see. Last year we were 10-2. And the 2 years when Jim McElwain was our coach, 4-7, 4-7.
Well, it didn't put you in the playoffs, though.
Oh, no. But we're still building. We went 2-4-7s. You know?
Oh, yeah. No. You're going in the right direction.
We're the highest-ranked two-loss team in the nation.
I think you you guys, I love you, Coach, matter of fact.
And look at the story. Second game of the season, our first-string quarterback goes down, and look, we're winning with a backup.
Yeah, exactly. I hope Alabama can do that.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, thank you. Discourage me.
Well, that Alabama War Eagle game, it's going to be two teams with no quarterbacks.
Well, let me tell you, that is going to... No, it's not going to be boring at all. It's going to be some hellacious defensive plays there.
Oh, I agree with you on that. Yeah, it's all going to be defensive. It's going to be a low score, and I hope they love low scores.
Well, hey, it's going to be a fight. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to tell you a personal experience. I went and had lunch today at a certain steakhouse. I won't give them a plug, but... You know, because it's your show, Dan. But I was sitting here, and I'm at the bar eating my 24-ounce T-bone steak, bone-in. Pretty big steak.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of dinosaur going down there. Make sure that I'm a carnivore. And so what I'm watching, and each one of the screens around the bar all have different games going on that were pre-recorded, even the Tua game that he got hurt, you know, all the different games. So this lady, the waitress, comes up to the bartender next to me and says, "Oh, the customer wants to know if you can change one of the channels." And she says, "What channel?" She says, "CNNBC." I'm like, "Oh, hell no." I say, "Where's this person at?" I'm calling them out to the parking lot. So they want at lunchtime, they want to watch our president, try to be attacked by a bunch of left-wing progressives. Come on.
No, come on. What's wrong with that?
Well, you know,
it's just
what?
A standard day for Trump.
Well, you know, you go into a sports bar and a steakhouse, and you want to eat a steak. And you just want to get away from politics for a little bit. You know what I'm talking about?
So let me ask you something. How was the steak?
Steak was good.
You got to tell me where it was, then.
Well, was it the one next to, was that Texas Cattle? One across from Target?
Oh, yeah, Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah. They cooked it perfect. They do all the time.
Good.
But it was just funny that, hey, did you guys get the news about the, what's the scoop? I know you guys know the scoop. About 29, 30 minutes ago, they announced that two of Epstein's guards that were supposed to protect him just got arrested or in custody.
Yep.
Is that some smoke there, or you think there's some...
No. Yeah, they were supposed to testify, but before they testified, they got arrested. And
For
not doing their job.
Were they operating the cameras as well?
Well, let me tell you, this is...
Or lack of them.
Yeah, there's a big-time rumor of a conspiracy.
Yes,
has to be. I mean, big.
Well, now they're putting some fire with that smoke, aren't they, by having those guys arrested? I mean, they're going to be great when they get up there and start getting questioned and cross-examined. What do they know?
Well, then they're going to plead the fifth is what they're going to do.
Like, you mean like Dave Chappelle?
Well, they don't want to sleep with the fishes tonight, let's say.
Oh, are they feeling suicidal at all, Dave?
Yeah. Are you feeling towards the suicide?
Wait, good Lord.
Put them in a holding cell. You think they're in jail right now? Do you think anything's going to happen to them?
I think they're trying to, you know, get the small fish and move up to the bigger fish to move up to the bigger fish.
No, this has just become a circular thing where you arrest the guards who are asleep. Those guards are asleep. Those guys commit suicide. So arrest the other guards. It's just
an inning saga here.
How much blood's got to be on the Clinton shooting range here? You know, I mean. Who's making sure these guys are going to be able to be questioned or be coming to a court for trial or whatever? Who is going to make sure they're alive?
Yeah,
if they know anything.
We need to keep an eye. Well, as the forensic guy said, out of all the cases he's ever done, to have two guards go to sleep at the same time and the camera not to be working, that's exponentially impossible.
Well, because I've watched the movie Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you know, what happened when they did that Lupin's thing? Everybody started to die real quick.
Well, it's when the guy bought the his girlfriend the coat.
The pink Cadillac, the pink Cadillac,
yeah.
The wedding gift, and then the fur coat. My favorite was the guy that got frozen in the meat truck. Took him 2 days to thaw out before he could have an autopsy.
Yep.
That's my boy. Yeah, but I just thought there's going to be some. Who's going to? Are the local news going to? The ABC, CBS, and the rest of those cronies. Are they going to show anything? Say anything about these guys being arrested? Or is this going to be?
I think ABC is smarting so badly from
ratings.
Well, no, actually, theirs is CBS is number one, ABC is number two, NBC is number three, and just forget CNN. They're in the toilet. I mean, my show has more people listening, watching it than their entire network. I think they're going to go out of their way to make sure this is done.
Wow, that's interesting.
We'll see in the fullness of time.
Absolutely. All right, gentlemen, have a great day. Enjoy the weather.
Ta-ta. News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's go back to the hearing and see what's going on.
Stop the time so I don't lose the time.
We'll persist. You are recognized again, Mr. Jordan.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see how this is outing the whistleblower. The witness has testified in his deposition that he doesn't know who the whistleblower is. You have said even though no one believes you, you have said you don't know who the whistleblower is.
That's so good.
So how is this outing the whistleblower to find out who this individual is?
Jordan, this is your time for questioning. You can use it any way you like, but your question should be addressed to the witness.
I'd like to...
And your question should not be addressed to trying to out the whistleblower.
Well, okay. Colonel Vindman, there's another thing Mr. Morrison told us in his deposition. He said he was not concerned about the call itself. He said there was nothing illegal or improper on the call, but he was concerned about the call leaking, the contents of the call leaking.
Excuse me.
He said this. He was concerned how it would play out in Washington's polarized environment, how the contents would be used in Washington's political process. Mr. Morrison was right.
Excuse me, Mr. Jordan, could I get a page?
Page 44.
Thank you.
Mr. Morrison was right. The call leaks, the whistleblower goes to Chairman Schiff, staff, then he runs off to the lawyer, the same lawyer who said in January of 2017 the coup has started against President Trump. The one thing the Democrats didn't count on was the president releasing the call transcript and letting us all see what he said. They didn't count on that. Transcript shows no linkage. The two individuals on the call have both said no pressure, no pushing, no linkage, but security assistance dollars to an investigation. Ms. Williams, after the call on the 25th, we know that Colonel Vindman talked to several people. After the call on the 25th, how many people did you talk to about the call?
I did not speak to anybody about the call.
Didn't speak to anybody?
No.
I yield back.
Mr. Himes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I ask unanimous consent to enter the Lieutenant Colonel's performance review into the
record. Let's fast forward. This is a guy who I clearly do not like.
Used the word bribery or bribe to
this is Radcliffe.
Explain President Trump's conduct, correct?
No, sir.
Colonel Vindman, you haven't either.
That is correct.
The problem is, in an impeachment inquiry that the Speaker of the House says is all about bribery, where bribery is the impeachable offense, no witness has used the word bribery to describe President Trump's conduct. None of them. These aren't all of the deposition transcripts.
He's stacking up the deposition papers.
These are just the 10 that have been released. 6 weeks of witness interviews in this impeachment inquiry, hundreds of hours of testimony, thousands of questions asked, thousands of answers given. The number of times that witnesses have been asked any question about whether or not President Trump's conduct constituted bribery before Ambassador Yovanovitch was asked by my colleague, Congressman Stewart, last Thursday, is zero. The number of times witnesses have used the word bribery or bribe to describe President Trump's conduct in the last 6 weeks of this inquiry is zero. In fact, in these 3,500 pages of sworn deposition testimony and just these 10 transcripts released thus far, the word bribery appears in these 3,500 pages exactly one time. And ironically, it appears not in a description of President Trump's alleged conduct, it appears in a description of Vice President Biden's alleged conduct. This is important because as early as next week, my Democratic colleagues are going to say, we need to vote on the evidence from this impeachment inquiry, on the impeachment of the president for bribery. And they're going to send a report to the Judiciary Committee, and because there's more Democrats than Republicans, it's going to likely pass. And when that happens, the American people need to be clear that when the Democrats, what they are describing as bribery, not a single witness is describing as bribery. We've heard many times in the course of this proceeding that the facts of the president are not in dispute. But the American people are asking, if the facts are the same, why do the crimes that the president is being accused of keep changing? Why do we go from quid pro quo to extortion, now to bribery? Chairman Nunes told you the answer. The answer is polling. Washington Times asked Americans what would be the most damning accusation, and it didn't come back quid pro quo, it didn't come back extortion, it came back bribery. So this case is all about bribery. Look, it's bad enough that the Democrats have forbidden White House lawyers from participating in this proceeding. It's hard enough to defend yourself without your lawyers present. But what's even worse is trying to defend yourself against an accusation that keeps changing in the middle of the proceeding. If Democrats accuse the president of a high crime or impeachable offense, he at least ought to know which one it is. And when Speaker Pelosi says this is all about bribery, she's promised us evidence of bribery that would be compelling and overwhelming, and instead, it's invisible. I yield back.
Let's do this. Let's hold it here and then go to a break. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Know whether he's coming or going.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog, Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens on ABC, NBC, and CBS. How much of that Vindman, the first thing I played, how much will they show of that, if at all? Because Vindman looked really bad during that. He looked like he had gotten his hand caught in the cookie jar. It just is logical to say Adam Schiff didn't know who the person is. Vindman says he didn't know who the person is, so they cannot talk about a person that he talked to that has a, quote, need to know, who's in the intel community. How do they know that that's a whistleblower?
Well, and Jordan did a fantastic job there. Okay, outside of the people on the NSC staff, you three had other call to. You talked to how many people other than George? Two people. So it's George Kent and this other unknown guy that we don't, Eric Charamella,
Well, it'd be interesting to say, another one, how about after the first call, did you call the guy who needs to know after that?
The congratulatory call right after Zelensky won, yeah. Hmm.
So let's continue on here, my friends.
Turner. Ms. Williams, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, I want to thank you also for your service. Your knowledge and expertise is incredibly important as we look to formulating policy with both our allies and to try to counter those who are not our allies.
This is Turner from Ohio.
I think we're all very concerned about our European policy and how it can thwart Russian aggression. Ms. Williams, and you are responsible, as you said, as part of your portfolio, you advised the Vice President about Ukraine, correct?
Correct.
Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, you said that you are the principal, in your opening, you say you are the principal advisor to the President on Ukraine, and you coordinate U.S.-Ukraine policy, correct?
Yeah. Congressman, in this statement I issued this morning, I probably eased that back. I took that off my job description that I have on my eval. But I certainly spent much more time advising the ambassador than I did the president.
But your statement, as you submitted it and read it today, says, at the NSC, I am the principal advisor to the National Security Advisor and the president on Ukraine, correct?
That is not what I read into the transcript. That might have been what I had in there yesterday when I was drafting it, but I chose to ease back on that language, even though it was in my evaluation, just because I didn't want to overstate my role.
You wrote what I just read.
But, Congressman, what I'm saying is what I read into the record this morning didn't say that.
Okay. Noted. Because you know Ukraine, you know that we work through our allies and our multilateral relations, and you know that the Ukraine is an aspiring member of the EU and NATO, right, Ms. Williams?
Yes, that's correct.
Lieutenant Colonel Vindman?
Yes, correct.
And you know that probably that the EU and the NATO and NATO both have offices in the Ukraine, and that we try to advance our policy with the EU and NATO. And you would agree that our Ambassador K. Bailey Hutchinson and Ambassador Sondland would be responsible for advancing our policy interests with Ukraine at the EU and at NATO. Right, Ms. Williams?
I would say that certainly in terms of this specific relationship between NATO and Ukraine, that would fall to Ambassador Hutchison, and between the EU and Ukraine to Ambassador Sondland. But obviously we have an ambassador in Ukraine as well.
Right. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, you would agree?
I agree with Ms. Williams.
Great. Now, Lieutenant Colonel, you said in your written statement that Mayor Rudolph Giuliani promoted false information that undermined the United States-Ukraine policy.
Let's hold it there because this is an important part. I want to get these calls. Cooper, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Oh, hey, how you doing, Dan?
Doing good.
Ms. Williams, and from what I've observed, every time one of the Democrats asks her a question, it's correct. That's her answer. Whenever a Republican asks her a question, which the answer should be correct, she tries to spin it. She goes into several sentences, oh, well, so-and-so and so-and-so. So I don't put much credit in her. And then, on top of that, she hasn't testified to anything important anyway. As far as Colonel Vindman, he keeps saying that, or they keep saying that he made two statements to the Ukrainian president. One was, look out for the Russians and don't get involved in American politics. Well, he told the president of Ukraine to look out for the Russians. That seems very odd to me, since Ukraine is at war with the Russians.
Good point.
I mean, it's like telling Stonewall Jackson to look out for Grant. I mean, he already knew that.
Look out for Rommel.
Exactly. Telling Patton, hey, you better watch out for Rommel.
I read his book, all right?
He was, plus, you get the impression from what he said, this is like a quiet meeting they had with each other where he gave them this advice. They were in a room with a lot of other people, and all he did was basically shake his hand. So he had time to give this advice to the president of Ukraine. It's pretty, I mean, if I was the president of Ukraine and some lieutenant colonel told me, hey, don't get mixed up, I'd say, well, mind your own business, bud. I mean, what? I'm the president. What are you? Anyway,
I think it's
pretty silly. It's pretty silly, and I'm sure they're going to go ahead and impeach him. And I just pray that McConnell doesn't cave and lets calls a lot more of these witnesses for some real cross-examination.
I think that could happen. The question will be, and I may ask Jeff Sessions this tomorrow. By the way, audience, Jeff Sessions is going to be in studio tomorrow at 12 o'clock or 12:15. I promise you it's going to be a riveting interview. We're going to cover a lot of territory.
Yeah. Well, definitely looking forward to watching that. One quick thing, and I'll let you go. Vindman also said President Trump saying something like, hey, I'd like for you to do me a favor. That's a demand. Well, he is a military guy. He's used to chain of command and all, where if a superior officer asks you to do him a favor, yeah, it pretty much is a demand. But it's not like that in two co-equal individuals. They're both presidents of countries. So it's not a demand, in my opinion.
Okay. You don't think that U.S. has more kind of power and authority than Ukraine?
Yeah, I think we do. Well, yes, I do.